All right, it is time to talk a little bit about BRPD, some ongoing recruiting efforts and the like. Joining us now, we've got Brandy Myers and Sergeant Reynaldo Sierra. Good morning. Welcome aboard. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you on here this morning. Glad to be talking about this. We'll get to the event at Howell Park that's coming up Thursday in a minute. I got to start with recruiting efforts. So just going to put this out there, open-ended. Police departments around the country right now are struggling to stay manned up, struggling to stay staffed. What's BRPD doing to help entice folks to take this on as a career?
Definitely. You said it right. They are struggling all over the country. However, here at Baton Rouge Police Department, we are really working hard in attempting to recruit potential candidates. As far as the community policing is helping us out, we encourage everybody out there in the community to apply for the Baton Rouge Police Department. If you want to be the change that you want to see, come and join us. We are doing several community events and advising them on how to apply. They can call us here at the recruiting office at 389-3906 or email us at brpdrecruiting@brla.gov.
Who are we looking for? I mean, you said everybody in the community, but I mean, there are qualifications and specifications to be sure. So what are we looking for?
We're looking, of course, for the qualifications to be a police officer. Not only police officer, we have non-sworn positions. You have to have a high school diploma. However, if you do have a college degree or 80 hours plus, you get an incentive with more pay on that one. But as far as being qualified, just have a high school diploma, and you have to have the heart to serve the community.
We are talking with Sergeant Reynaldo Sierra and Brandy Myers about recruiting efforts within BRPD. They got an event coming up Thursday at Howell Park. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Okay, so what's the pitch here? You know, how do y'all go about selling BRPD to potential recruits? What is the enticement?
Well, the enticement is, one, you have to have the heart to serve the community. Another one, you have to have the heart to talk to people. It's going to make you feel good. You're going to have a career. We'll here at BRPD, the training is one of the top-notch that we can provide you. We, of course, at the same time, most of this new generation are looking at the pay. Mm-hmm. We have great pay right now, a lot of incentive. The new police officers right now can earn up a bonus incentive of $15,000 coming in through the academy. As well as there's a bonus for communication officers and post officers that are working with another agency can join us, and they will get another bonus of $15,000. As far as incentives, we have a great retirement system. We'll give you every equipment that is necessary for you to do the job and serve the community out there.
Yeah, the retirement, I was reading through some of the pay scales and benefits and whatnot, and just benefits for being a police officer: health, dental, vision insurance, free life insurance. You got that retirement plan, 11 paid holidays throughout the year, paid biweekly vacation and sick leave, that all accrues. Recruits will obtain college credits while in the academy. That's one I didn't know about before.
Yes.
You got the GI Bill is accessible while in the academy.
Correct.
And there's a handful of others that go on from there. There's a lot of benefits that not everybody knows about. There's also a lot of positions that not everybody knows about. We're not just talking about recruiting beat cops here.
Sure. And that's what I wanted to say, that besides police officers, you know, a lot of citizens out there, of course, I don't want to apply for police. There's something else. We do have communications officers, which what we call dispatchers here for the police department. We also have fingerprint technicians, which is the people that will do the fingerprints for anybody that we bring in from the streets. We also have a criminal intelligence analyst. Mm-hmm. We also have a criminal information specialist. These are the people that we call in and run the license plates, travel license, and serial numbers for anything that we find out there on the streets. Those are regular other non-sworn positions that we also hire for, and people need to know that we're not just for police officers. Of course, we want them.
Yes.
We also want to let the community know, for these young kids that are graduating from high school, we do have a cadet program, which you can be from 18 years old to 21. You come and join us. You get paid. It's a full-time job. And it also, if you still want to go to college, you can take college hours as well.
Very cool stuff. We are talking with Sergeant Rinaldo. Turn my page. Sergeant Rinaldo Sierra and Brandy Myers about BRPD's recruiting efforts and an upcoming event. Okay, let's get to the event real quick and hopefully bring Brandy in here a little bit as well. Thursday at Howell Park, what do we need to know?
Well, we are doing a pop-up barbecue for it's the Capital Area PAL Association, which is Police, Athletics, and Activities League. It's a STEM from a national program for ages 5 to 17. We're working on having all kind of good stuff from volleyball, flag football. We're trying to get a driving school initiative started next year. But this barbecue is really for the citizens to come out and just see what Capital Area PAL is about, engage with the cops in the community. We're going to have lots of games. And, of course, if you bring an adult, y'all get free barbecue.
Times?
It is from 3 to 5.
Okay.
So we'll be setting up a little bit before that. We'll have all the food ready, hopefully, by 3 o'clock. And like I said, it's just a really good program. It's to prevent juvenile crime while offering mentorship and leadership, educational activities. We've got LSP as partners, EBRSO, Constable, and, of course, BRPD. And so we're just trying to get every office in Baton Rouge together for these young kids to keep them off the streets, to give them some guidance if they may not have it or may not. You know, a lot of young kids just don't want to listen to their parents. So get out there, have somebody you can talk to when you need to, get them in safe sports or safe activities, safe environment, and just give them something to do.
Talk with Brandy Myers and Sergeant Rinaldo Sierra. Okay, let's dive in on this Police Athletics and Activities League a little bit further, the PAL League there. What do they do? How do they play out in real life?
So, PAL, we actually started our Capital Area PAL chapter. It's been a couple years. It went a little stagnant. We have, in the past 2 months, we've recruited over 220 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're working on a schedule right now. I sent them a list of activities. Hey, pick three that you would want to see us offer. And then next year, we'll offer a different three. Like I said, anything from sports to checkers to STEM activities. All this is going to be through the Inspiration Center that's also going to be at Howell Park. That I believe it's a 20,000-foot square center for youth and wraparound services that'll be groundbreaking later this year. But the main idea is definitely to give them enrichment, diversion, make sure that they don't you're not repeat offenders, give the parents and the kids resources. And just to, you know, in this day and age, we do have a lot of kids that still don't trust the police. And we all know that there are bad cops, there are bad teachers, there are bad janitors. But you have to, you know, you have to find somebody that you can trust in and you can go to when you need something like that. So that's what PAL is all about.
Very cool stuff. And, you know, we often hear about this in terms of outreach, in terms of building trust between law enforcement and the community. But as a recruiting tool as well, this is a great foot forward.
I mean, it's amazing. So we also have an Explorer program, which is for the kids that are ages 13 to 17. So you can start out in PAL. If you decide that you want to learn more about law enforcement, they have meetings twice a month. They do community engagement. They give back. Learn about the different types of law enforcement. And then, of course, when they get done with that and they graduate, they can move on to the cadet program. So it's really a stream from ages 5 to all the way to the academy where the police department is trying and the community is trying to reach out and bridge that gap.
Where can folks go if they want to learn more?
So they can email me at blmeyers, M-E-Y-E-R-S, at brla.gov, or they can look up Capital Area PAL on Facebook or BRPD's Facebook. and they can give me a call at my office, 225-389-4801. PAL is completely free. There are no fees involved at all.
Brandy Myers, Sergeant Ronaldo Sierra. Appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.